We start the sports news with football, and the Czech national team lost their 100% winning record in the 2016 European Championship qualifications at home against Lithuania on Saturday. The visitors took the lead in the 30th minute after a mix-up from a Czech free kick, with Sparta Prague's Borek Dočkal taking the blame. The Czech side were better in the second half, but had to wait until the last minute for substitute striker Václav Pilar to equalise. The Czechs are still top of the qualification table, but only 1 point ahead of Iceland. Manager Pavel Verba was asked after the match whether the draw complicated qualification.
It is obviously a complication. After the previous game, we were overjoyed because we picked up points which we weren't counting on. Today, on the other hand, we probably thought we would get more points than we have. But I should repeat that I think the draw was the right result. It of course means that the points we dropped at home, we must pick up against Iceland. I hope we can pull that off and the situation will be all right. Qualification is like that.
Staying with football, Czech and Sparta Prague attacker David Lafata was named Footballer of the Year this week. Lafata replaces Chelsea goalkeeper Petr Cech, who has taken the title for the last 6 years in a row. Lafata was the second highest scorer in the Czech top league last season, with his goals helping Sparta Prague to win the Czech League, Cup and Super Cup. The 33-year-old reputation took a dent last week after he admitted diving in the penalty area to draw a crucial league game. In ice hockey, Litvinov and Trinets have taken early leads in the playoffs. Trinets won Sunday night's dramatic duel against Sparta Prague in extra time 5-4 after a more convincing 6-2 victory in the first game. Vladimir Roth scored the winning goal in Sunday's game and had this to say about the match.
We went to sleep in the first period and weren't moving well. During the break, we said that we would be a different team afterwards, and that's what helped us turn things around. Sparta and our team are both strong, and it was up and down a lot, but with a happy end for us.
Litvinov left it till the third period to draw level and then take a 2-1 lead in the second tie against Kometa Brno after the visitors dominated for most of the match. Litvinov looked a lot more assured after taking an early 2-goal lead in the first match, with the final score ending 3-2 in their favour. And finally, Kenyan Danielle Wanjiru won the Prague Half Marathon in 59 minutes 51 seconds. His countryman Wilfried Murgo was second, 6 seconds behind, with the race favourite Leonard Komon pipped into third place. The fastest woman was Ethiopian Werknes Degefa, with a personal best of just over 1 hour and 7 minutes. The windy conditions meant that hopes of breaking the course record set in 2012 quickly disappeared.